listen to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Fade to Black Cinema. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here with my co-host, Alicia.
Hello.
And today we got an opportunity to sit down and see Creed 2, the sequel to Creed, with a movie that we really highly enjoyed by Ryan Coogler.
The first one.
Yeah, the first one, mm-hmm. The infamous Creed, which was a reimagining of the Rocky series. Created and starred in by Sylvester Stallone. So it was really interesting that it did so well that they decided to do another one. And I was surprised on one note that Ryan Coogler actually wouldn't do the second one. The good thing was Michael B. Jordan mm-hmm. Still decided to be in the movie as well as be one of the producers.
Correct.
So he did his investment in order to say, well, I'm going to be part of this and I'm going to make it work. And if I make it work, I'm going to star in it. I'm going to do the investment in that. So not really on our list, was it, Alicia?
No, it wasn't. But they got great, a lot of big reviews, huge reviews.
So IMDb was 7.8, Rotten Tomatoes 83. So really a lot of good reviews on this. But why wasn't you not looking forward to this?
I mean, I wasn't expecting it to be this good. It was good. I wasn't expecting the ratings to be so high. Let's say it that way. Okay. And I'm not a big boxing fan. Not like I used to be when I was younger, you know. So that's another reason why I was kind of trying to stay away from it.
Because not being a boxing fan?
Well, I mean, the first Creed was good, you know. I didn't expect, you know, I just didn't expect for them to do a second one. But it did so well, you know, for them to do a second one.
Yeah, so my opinion on doing a second one was because how well Ryan Coogler did the first one. Ryan Coogler.
Yeah, thank you.
So with Ryan Coogler, he has a really great way of putting realism and emotion to whatever he creates. Mm-hmm. And when you see what he does, you know, you're kind of like, wow, this guy continues on with that. So if you didn't know, he did the Black Panther. And you can see that feeling transition to that movie from Creed. And I think because he was finishing off Black Panther and they wanted to hurry up and put this Creed in, he decided not to say, I'm not going to do this, because it seems as though they wanted to capitalize on, you know, this popularity and Michael B. Jordan. But Michael B. Jordan jumped from Black Panther directly into Creed.
Yep.
So it's kind of weird to say, well, why don't y'all both did it? But mm-hmm. He made a decision that, no, I just don't want to do it. I think he was part writer to that one as well. But this one, the writing was screenplay writing with Sylvester Stallone and Chia Hodare Cooker. And this guy, he's done some good stuff. He did the whole series of Luke Cage.
Okay.
So he was a writer of that. So he's a really good writer. He did production and some writing on Southland. Because mm-hmm. remember, that series stayed on for a while too, and it was critically acclaimed. Mm-hmm. Wasn't great, but it was critically acclaimed.
And so him and Sylvester Stallone did the writing. So he probably, so Sylvester Stallone, he probably wasn't familiar with boxing, and Sylvester Stallone probably had gave him some.
No, so Sylvester Stallone made the Rocky movie.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
So since he made the Rocky movie, there's a concept that, you know, Sylvester Stallone had to actually, because he got an Oscar for that. Mm-hmm. So he said, back from the series of the Rocky series when Drago was fighting, he has that writing credit throughout all of that to say, if we're going to bring it back, mm-hmm. this is how I came up with this concept.
Right. I got you.
So when they got together, allegedly, they wanted to kind of do it together. So I just thought that was kind of interesting as well. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you look at that and you see what he did, then you'll say, oh, okay. Two good concepts on that. So I can live with that. I can go with that. But if you look at the writing, again, the writing on the first one was Ryan Coogler and another guy named Aaron Covington and Sylvester Stallone. So Sylvester Stallone got credit for both of them.
Right.
Because it was his characters.
Right, right.
So, you know, there's certain writers that create characters and people take credit for, but they still use that same storyline with characters. Just like Stan Lee gets credit for writing for a lot of the Marvel comics
mm-hmm.
because he created them. But Ryan Coogler did the first one. But in this case, it was two other ones other than Sylvester Stallone and this other gentleman from that. So it made it interesting of how they came to it. And then they had a different director. So this director, Stephen Caple Jr., he really didn't do anything. He had a movie called The Land, A Different Tree, some really things that you don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if you're deeper into Hollywood, or I'm not sure, somebody recommended him and they actually probably wanted an African-American director, and he happens to be one of them. I didn't see anything of substance that he did, but he became the director. So I wanted to give that background to all of this because how much we enjoyed the first one, because we didn't want to see the first one. When we heard Creed, we was like, stupid boxing movie.
Yeah.
I don't want to see no Rocky movie.
Yeah, Rocky, exactly right.
But it was an amazing re-imaging of the Rocky concept.
Mm-hmm.
And then the characters you cared about, because Rocky or Sylvester Stallone played an amazing role on there. So you said, wow, this guy really started acting in this.
Mm-hmm.
He was emotional. He was confused. He showed so much different kind of emotion in that movie that you really didn't see other than
he actually talked. You're right.
He talked. He had some thought behind some things that he did. So it made it really a lot more interesting, which brings us to two.
Right.
So I thought that it would be obviously this Russian guy that Rocky fought that killed Adonis' father would try to come back with his son, and they would fight, and he would take the crown from him, and then they would fight again, and he would win.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah, but that's exactly what it was.
Yeah, exactly what it was.
So I didn't really want to see that, but you also got to understand, even though you would know from the front to the back, in between, what was the storyline to go from that? So that's why I'm going to ask you, if you kind of looked at the movie, what was the other storylines that you picked up on in between there?
I didn't pick up any other storylines.
So you didn't?
No, you probably did. So you're going to tell me.
No, I'm asking you just to see if you did.
No, I mean, to me, it was just him, you know, him being young, you know, becoming a boxer, starting off, trying to, you know, get off his career. They were, you know, it just seemed very typical.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So part of the storylines that I picked up on was his girlfriend got pregnant. And part of his girlfriend, she was deaf. So he was concerned that his child would be deaf as well. And him going to fight this other guy, would he not be there for his child as well? So that was a different storyline that they wanted to show within that. I don't think it was necessary, but that was a storyline that they had. They brought in his mother to said, you're fighting this person, has nothing to do with your father, you doing this. So she was kind of in with that. which was typical. That's back to your typical. Of course he's going to ask his mother, and of course she's going to say, oh, you trying to avenge your father's death.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course that was. But then on the Sylvester Stallone side, he had his family that he was disconnected from.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really subtle, but they put it in, and it wasn't enough to make it important.
Right.
Until you saw him at the end with his son and a grandson.
Right.
But
right.
He really didn't interact. But it didn't seem important enough to be part of the story.
Yeah, to make it a longer part of the story.
Yeah. So it wasn't relevant to the story, but they wanted to put it in. So most of it was almost based on, hey, look, it's a legacy of the father and son.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then on the Russian side, Drago, his son, his wife left him, Dolph Lundgren, Ivan Drago. His wife left him because he was humiliated because he lost in Russia to Rocky.
Yeah, Rocky.
And he was humiliated, and his wife left him to go to some aristocratic Russian there. So he was trying to bring his life back. So when his son, and he was pushing his son, his son really seemed confused about all of this. Like, what are you really trying to do, dude? And we didn't get a lot of it because the subtitles was fucked up. But they were talking Russian all through it. But there was a conflict between the son and the father there, and his legacy and his status in Russia. So that was another conflict too. So there was multiple conflicts that sadly didn't mean much.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like, wow, how intriguing is that? And the reason why I ask you, because if it was subtle enough, you would have picked up. You would have said, oh, yeah, because, you know, you noticed that it wasn't enough to pick up on the layman side of people who just watch movies casually to say, mm-hmm. oh, that was important. That was the one thing, you know, did you see? And you didn't see that.
No, so, it's the fact it's a boxing movie.
Yeah, but it was a boxing movie. And but what they tried to do was repeat that. But think about that.
It. You go into a box to see a boxing movie. Anything else in between that, what people want to see? The boxing.
So Creed 2, I mean, the first one, was that all about a boxing movie?
No, it was about him getting himself established, finding himself,
yeah.
and becoming. But this
So it wasn't
one,
a boxing movie?
No, it didn't. It was never. It never presented itself like that, the first
yes,
movie.
Yes, it did. When it you didn't first when it was presented, it was a boxing movie. It was.
Okay.
But when you saw it, you realize, wow, this really wasn't a boxing movie. They tried to do this with the second one, but it was more so about a boxing movie with subline plots within it. That's where this one failed. They tried to make it an emotional, you know, everyone has a purpose in here. But it just ended up being a boxing movie and something typical of you're going to lose, you're going to be beaten bad, and you're going to get back up as a man, and you're going to win. You know, that's you knew that was going to happen. The first one, you didn't know if he would mentally and emotionally be able to box. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know that. And in the end, he wasn't a champion. He just was a boxer,
mm-hmm.
which was good because you didn't want to be like, and the hero's in, he becomes the champion of the world. No, he just became a boxer. And he was a good boxer based on the history of his father. But now they see him as his own man.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it ended, which was great. It began that he won a crown, the belt as the boxer. And it continued to be, it was all about winning. It was all about boxing. It was all about training. It's all about, do you got the right trainer? And then the story behind it was a lot of stories and plots, which it didn't work because it was a little too much. And I just think it was a little too much. They had too many things going on. And it didn't become a good story. It was a story amongst stories. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So overall, what did you think of the movie?
I mean, it's a boxing movie. That's how I'd seen it. The storyline was typical. I was expect just like what I was expecting how it would play out itself. Overall, it was all right movie.
So you ranked it as or rated?
I said 6.
So a 6. Not bad for an average movie.
Yeah.
So I saw the movie with too many plot lines that tried to play off the Ryan Coogler movie. And bring out the emotions of that. And he just had too many plot lines in there. And yes, it was a boxing movie more so than a drama. So a drama with boxing as opposed to a drama that happened to have boxing in it. You know, because, you know, there's certain comic book movies that, and that's what he did with Black Panther. This happened to be a comic book movie, but it was so much drama in it that you enjoyed the people. Mm-hmm. You enjoyed the characters.
Yeah, you did enjoy all the of characters. That. Yeah.
So that's what they failed to do on this one. They tried to overwhelm you with so many plots to make it emotional. So I'm going to agree with you with a 6 because it ain't bad.
No, it's not bad.
It's not a terrible movie. Oh my God, this is the worst movie because we've seen bad movies.
Yeah, okay.
And this one wasn't a bad movie. But it wasn't good. He did a good job leveraging the first movie. Because he leveraged the first movie good enough mm-hmm. with the characters and a lot of things that you was kind of okay of what went on.
Right.
But to say, to me, the ranking was just too high from even the critics. Because it did too much. And it left so many things open-ended. And in the end, it was you knew what was going to happen.
Yeah, it was just like I said. It was just like you can. It was just so obvious how the movie was
exactly.
going to go. It was just so obvious how the movie was going to play out all the way to the end. It was a boxing movie. He's supposed to win. He wasn't supposed to die, but he was.
No,
supposed,
he was
to
supposed to die.
Yeah, he was
but
supposed,
he was
to,
supposed
win.
To win.
Yeah, he was supposed to win.
And why did he have to win like that? Or if he had to win, what was the perils of that? It wasn't any perils because he actually won straight up. He didn't lose the last time. His Drago's son got disqualified because he hit him while he was
down.
Well, while he was down.
Yeah.
So he didn't even win that, but you know, with boxing, doesn't matter. People know who won.
Yeah.
Whether
yeah.
he was on the ground or not.
Not. Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So they was like, okay, then you was going to lose anyway. So
you have to fight him again.
You got
to
fight him again.
Because he was disqualified. You still
yeah,
got to fight
but,
him.
But he beat the shit out of you. So mm-hmm. you got to fight him.
Right.
If not, it shows that you lost the first time and now you're going to lose again.
Yep.
So,
yep.
But yeah, I'm going to agree with you with the 6. It's not a bad movie, though. It's just not, it's not good enough to match the first one. And I think they're giving it a little more credit than
because of Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, well, he's popular.
Him. Yeah, they love him right
but
now.
But does the critics look at it that way?
I guess they like the story, you know.
It was.
But you got to understand, babe, boxing is like, people love boxing.
Not as much as they used to.
Yeah, that's true not too, as, but.
But again, boxing is boxing.
Yeah.
And they love heroes. People love heroes.
And this boxing wasn't as bad as real boxing. You know the real boxing is.
Yeah.
This wasn't as brutal, you know.
But it wasn't a lot of it either.
No,
it was
wasn't.
Just enough to yeah. say, damn, you know, there's some boxing going on in here.
Yeah, you know, people like the practice part of it. You know, you're running.
Yeah, like the running. Yeah, and the, yeah. Oh, let's see how strong he'll get.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He fell down in the road. Get up. Yeah. Get up, boy. Get up. Get up. Oh, he got up. Dun, 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 dun. You know, all of that. But that was typical. You don't go to a movie when you know what the ending is.
Yeah.
Or you don't go to the movie and know what it's going to be about. But then along the way, you kind of like, wow, that was interesting.
Yes.
Way. I knew that was going to happen, but wow, look at what they put in between there.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that. It was just a decent movie. And that's why it's 6. That's why it's not higher than that. And that's why it's not lower than that. Because there's movies we were disgusted by.
Yeah.
And they deserve what we gave it. But in this one, I'm going to have to agree with you. 6 both ways. So, anywho, Fade to Black Cinema See us every Wednesday. Every Wednesday we're on, trying to give you movies and TV series and a couple of things. The end of the year, there's a couple of movies, Oscar contenders, that we really want to see, that I'm kind of looking forward to. And then Aquaman, we got to go see that too.
Yeah.
Because that seems to be rated pretty high.
Yes.
Pretty high. So we'll get to see that. And Vice, I want to see that too. The critics are mixed on that. But I don't care. I'm going to see it anyway. Because, you know, I'm just fascinated by Dick Cheney because he was a criminal.
Oh, my God. He was an asshole.
But he was a criminal. And I was like, damn, this dude got away with so much, being so evil and not giving a damn, and shot a guy in the face. Oh. I could never be like, yo, you shot a guy in the face and got, you didn't even get prosecuted for that.
Sure.
You just said, yeah, I shot him. It was an accident. What the fuck? Yeah, it was an accident. Mm-hmm. And the guy was like, it was my fault. So I got to see that. So anyway, but yeah, every Wednesday, Fade to Black Cinema. Find us on BougieBlackBrother.com, Fade to Black Cinema. Check out on Twitter and Instagram. We'll throw a couple on Bougie Black Bro or Bougie Black Bro on Twitter. So follow us and, oh, also on YouTube. So if you happen to hang out on YouTube watching videos, then want to hear one of our podcasts, then, you know, that'll be cool. That'll be cool. And we'll be able to give you our latest review. So I thank you very much for stopping by, and we'll see you next time on Fade to Black Cinema. Later.
Bye. Mm-hmm.